Welcome. We've had our first session on Sunday afternoon, and the first session on Sunday afternoon, we introduced our topic. We used the word contagious Christianity, and we are looking at the lessons from the example set for us, or the illustration of this contagious Christianity, from various selected passages in the book of 1 Thessalonians. On Sunday, we talked about the first one, the power of the gospel and the word of God to transform lives. And we talked about the power and the greatness of our salvation. That God's grace towards us is truly amazing. And when we gain a great appreciation for the gospel and the grace of God, how that will be a contributing factor to us living Christian lives that are in fact contagious. So today we are going to move on in this progression, and Stephen's going to take us through the discussion about growing. Growing is essential. We can't stay the same. You know, when you have a child or a baby who is not growing, you take him to the pediatrician because something's not right. He's not thriving. And so growth, continuous growth, is a very important part of developing our faith and walking in our faith in such a way that it becomes contagious or attractive to others. So, Steve.
Okay, we're going to turn, first of all, to the Gospel of Mark, actually, for a verse. And while you're turning there, I just want to do two quick little commercials for some of the resources that are available in Believer's Bookshelf. These are at least slightly related to our theme. This one is by H.A. Ironside, and it's called Sailing with Paul. And it really is perhaps one of the most unfortunately titled books that we have in Believer's Bookshelf, because it is absolutely nothing to do with sailing. It is related entirely with Paul, but it's not really a traveling book as much as it is a book that describes some of the key terms that Paul emphasized in his epistles. So, for example, the first one is conversion, the second one is forgiveness, the third one is justification, and so on, sanctification. These are some of the things actually that we're going to be touching on as well in this style of, or this theme of contagious Christianity. And it's really readable, short, few pages for each chapter, so I would really recommend it. It's not, for example, it sounds like it's going to be about the book of Acts or something like that, but it's really a nice resource for some of these key terms. And the other book is by a new author, Aaron Vino, from Colorado, I think. Right. Brighton, Colorado, right? Our Practical Faith. And the first chapter is also sort of on this theme, and it's about, actually, it's taken from another author. Being accepted by God is one thing, but being acceptable to God is another thing. We want to live out Christianity in a way that is acceptable. We labor that we may be found acceptable to Him is the reference there. So those are two resources that you might consider. In Mark chapter 4, I'm just going to read sort of out of context, but I'll explain the connection. Mark chapter 4, and it's verse 26. The Lord Jesus is telling a parable. He says, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." Now, obviously, the Lord Jesus is using this as a parable of the kingdom to identify some important principles, but I would like to use this as an illustration of this process of growth. So we're talking in general terms about contagious Christianity, where the understanding of the underpinnings and foundations of our faith lead us to a lifestyle of Christian faith that, in day one's discussion, is completely transformative. It's tremendous to think about what God does in the life of a Christian. The transformation, the reality of new creation. And this is a testimony, as we saw in 1 Thessalonians 1, I'm sure you did on Sunday, the whole idea that from the Thessalonians, these transformed baby Christians, in just these few months between their conversion and Paul's first letter to them, the whole region knew that there was this change of life for them. But now there's also this process of growth, and this also is an aspect of contagious Christianity. It demonstrates that there's something real. This is not just something traditional. It's not sort of just our family habit. It's not what we do because we grew up in a Christian family instead of a family that practiced Hinduism or some other faith. There's a reality to this. And what is said here, there are two things about growth that we can identify here. And then we'll turn to 1 Thessalonians to continue this. But you notice, first of all, that growth is mysterious. What does the planter do? He takes the seed, puts it in the ground, and he goes to sleep. And then he gets up the next day, and he goes to sleep, and he gets up the day after that. And the seed sprouts and grows, and he doesn't know how. He doesn't have to know how. It just happens. That's the nature of the package of life that is contained in this seed. It sprouts and grows. Growth is mysterious that way. And science has sort of identified, you know, biological aspects of that, botanical aspects of that, if you're looking at plants and all the ways that these things happen. But it just kind of is mysterious. Even with what science understands, you know, the transactions that happen at the biochemical level and so on, it's really amazing. And you can't really identify precisely how this leads to growth. It's mysterious. But on the other hand, there's something else about growth. It's obvious. So even though it's mysterious, he doesn't really know how the process of growth is happening. If growth is not obvious, there's no growth. If growth is not obvious, there's no growth. So this planter goes out to his fields. He doesn't really understand the process of the seed growing, but it is evident that it's growing. And this should be the case for us as believers. We don't want to over-obsess about, am I growing, am I growing? Because it's kind of mysterious, spiritually, too. But on the other hand, it ought to be obvious so that unbelievers, fellow believers could look and say, this is a growing Christian. These Thessalonians are growing Christians. Those Corinthians, they're kind of stagnant Christians. Those Galatians, Paul says, I'm a little afraid of you. I might have labored in vain because I don't really know if you're making progress. Growth should be obvious. And in fact, it will be obvious. So let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We, as Mark alluded to, we are sort of camping out in headquarters here for 1 Thessalonians, but we are not limiting ourselves to 1 Thessalonians. A little, as we go through our time, we will hope to hear some of your thoughts as well as thoughts from the four of us, and they will not all necessarily be from 1 Thessalonians. But it's a good launching pad. Could someone please read for us the first seven verses of chapter 2. Ultimately, we'd like to cover more than just the first seven verses, but just to start off with, we're going to look at the first seven verses of chapter 2. So if someone could read that, and whoever's nearby the reader could hand a microphone over so that the recording also can keep track of the passage.